Morning, Symphony. Let's turn to today's passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children. Widen your hearts also. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. Amen. What do you think when you think of a servant of God? Maybe you think they are holy, good at leading Bible studies or small group discussions, or maybe they have big capacities to serve. In verses 4 to 10, Paul outlines the embodiment of servants of God. And let me tell you, it's a challenging but important word for us. The marks of a servant of God is not being able to move a crowd with persuasive words, being a worship leader, or being perfect in your Bible reading and devotional times. In fact, the first mark that Paul says is actually not flashy or flaunted at all. It's great endurance. Verse 4 says, by great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, and hunger. This is a challenging word because naturally as humans, when chaos and trials come our way, it's easy to give up, be swayed, give in to the lies or the pain. Hebrews 11 is a passage known for being a hall of fame of faithful believers. But what did they have in common? A few verses before it sets it up, Hebrews 10:36 says, "For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." As Christians, we are not promised a perfect, painless life. Look at the disciples and early church leaders. They were martyred for the sake of the gospel. There's this book that I love called The Heavenly Man, which details the testimony of the life and ministry of Brother Yun, a local Chinese man who was imprisoned and beaten for his faith and evangelistic efforts. He shared that when he visited the West later on in life, people would share with him that they were praying that the Chinese government would fall so that Christians would be free. Instead, while he appreciated their heart, he said, "Please pray for something else instead. Please don't pray that we have a lighter load to carry, but rather a stronger back to endure. Then the world will see that God is with us, empowering us to live in a way that reflects his love and power." I remember being so moved when I first read that. How often do we pray, "Lord, get rid of this thorn in my life," rather than, "Lord, help me endure it and to seek you first." The second marks have to do with character and dependency on God and the Holy Spirit. Verses 6 and 7, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left. I believe this is in the context of endurance as well. For example, it's easy to be kind when I'm doing well emotionally, But if I'm under stress in various areas of my life, I'm much more susceptible to being irritable, selfish with my time and resources, or apathetic to others. Here's a TV show for you that you may have heard of. It's called Beef. It's about two strangers who get into, well, beef because of road rage. They both get so heated that they begin enacting revenge on another. After watching the first episode, I felt so empty because while I don't think many of us would go to that extent in anger, I think their hearts are so reflective of the world. But Paul is challenging us, in difficult seasons, what do you exhibit? Be pure, have knowledge of God, be patient and kind, depend on the Holy Spirit, not on yourself. Don't put on a facade, but be genuine in your love. Be truthful in your speech and trust in the power of God with your righteousness. Let's do a quick self-reflection check this morning. When you face trials, how do you tend to respond? Or perhaps you're in this season right now. What area is God calling you to endure in? Regarding character and dependency on God, which areas do you need the Holy Spirit's help to grow in? Paul ends this section with beautiful paradoxes, verses 8 to 9. Through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise, we are treated as imposters and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. Enduring through trials is hard. Holding on to faith and truth is hard, especially when the enemy's lies come attacking. Sometimes in hard seasons, we ask God, God, are you even there? Do you remember me? Or it might not even seem fair. God, I've been serving you for so long. Why am I going through this? I remember in 2021, our staff attended AMI staff retreat in California. It was the first time we could all gather like that since the pandemic. Watching pastor after pastor share about how difficult and painstaking the pandemic was for them was really sobering. Some even shared that they wanted to give up. I felt for them because I felt that too. But what was amazing to me was that there was something so compelling and beautiful and so worthy of the gospel that made all of them rise up and continue to obey the Lord each day. I was so moved seeing our AMI pastors have great resolve to continue fighting the good fight through great endurance. And I believe many staff members that retreat left with a greater resolve in their hearts to love God and His church with all that we have. And in the end, that's why enduring through trials and having joint suffering is possible. Not because of us, not because we are strong, but because of what Christ has done for us. That's why in sorrow we can have joy, in poverty we can make others rich. When we are unknown, we are seen by the creator of the universe. And when we have nothing, we actually possess everything because of Christ Jesus. Let me close with another quote from Brother Yun. I didn't suffer for Jesus in prison. No, I was with Jesus and I experienced his very real presence, joy and peace every day. It's not those in prison for the sake of the gospel who suffer. The person who suffers is the one who never experiences God's intimate presence. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you that in seasons when we feel like we have nothing, we have everything in you. Lord, trials and suffering are so real. Grief and sorrow is real. But a broken and contrite spirit you do not deny. I pray for our church this morning, especially for those that are facing big obstacles in their lives. May your presence be made known to them. Help us to endure, not with gritted teeth and resentful hearts, but with endurance that is fueled through intimacy with you. As a church, help us to be an enduring people that is compelled by the gospel love each day. We recognize that we cannot do this without you. So please come in your mercy, and may you guide us and counsel us in your wisdom and goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.